You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to ROFL!
The show about motivation and being yourself.
That's right. What does
Reach out for love. The show about motivation and
love.
Being yourself.
Being yourself.
How do you be yourself?
How do you?
Let's find out. I just came back from a petting zoo that's literally right outside of this building.
Yeah, random petting zoo that neither of us knew existed.
Wesley went to go get a drink from In-N-Out, and I went to go see the free food, but it turns out there was a free petting zoo instead where you could pet chickens.
It's still food. It's just still alive.
Yeah. What do you mean? No. Yeah, it's kind of funny if you think about it. There's those funny memes outside. So there's one dude, and he's got a number 30 above him, chasing another dude with the number 29 above.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
This is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because super relatable for us. Since we're both 29.
I usually see the one where it's like the guy screaming at the tornado, but there's text over the tornado that says, like, it's like,
someone I'm just staring at your hand.
Oh, I thought you were like looking past me. I was like, is someone walking
there's
the
a
studio?
Ghost.
Yeah, no. It's like a guy screaming at a tornado, and like there's text over the tornado that says turning 30. And it's just like, oh God, here it comes. Like,
do you believe in ghosts?
I don't really care whether or not.
Do you believe in ghosts and souls?
I think, like, is souls, sure. But like, yeah, things have souls
it's
and
the
whatever.
Way I'm
but
asking.
Like, yeah, it was just out of nowhere. I'm like, what about ghosts, Bosma? What does that have to do with anything?
Because you were like, oh, I thought you saw something.
No, I think ghosts are fun. Yeah, why
not? Well, the other day, bought like some jackets from some lady for my friend, right? Because they were like, hey, I really want this. She was like, I don't
just
want
from some lady,
some random lady.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Where do you random know this lady
know,
from?
I don't know her.
Well, yeah, but like,
whatever. Anyways, that's irrelevant. Now that I'm on
the jacket
topic,
cursed or something, are you not allowed to know where they come from?
I think, and it's crazy. I don't know if we have to put this in the video or anything, but.
Oh, well, there's no video.
Noise? What's that noise?
You tapping the table. What the?
I'm going to show you something really creepy. I was doing the
You're going to show me something on an audio podcast.
Yes. It's going to be, you're going to hear it.
The mania's hitting you hard today.
I was doing it.
You know, I'm a lifelong wrestling fan, and it is I who must now wrestle mania.
I got just really happy after that petting zoo. I was so happy to see some chickens and goats. And
look at all those chickens.
And bunnies. They had everything. And it says on their card here that they have unicorns, llamas, goats, camels.
The unicorns?
Ponies. Yeah, isn't that cool? And ponies. I don't know. But it says petting zoo to you. It's pretty
animals
cool.
For any event.
I love it. Actually, I was super happy to see that.
The unicorn's got to be a gag, though. Like they.
No, I don't think so. I think.
I'm pretty sure unicorns are real, actually, dude.
That's funny.
All right.
Okay, so the scary thing I was going to tell you. I was doing an assignment for one of my classes.
That is terrifying.
And the jacket I got that for my friend, because they were trying to go into, like, here, you know, there's like a military.
We have a military base.
Yeah, the military
Nellis,
base.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I mean here, the studying. Like, so the guy, the jacket I bought from the lady was from her son. I don't know if her son's alive or dead, but it freaked me out when, like, I got the jacket.
It was like a secondhand, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and my friend wants it, so I got it for them. But anyways, I got the jacket, and I went home, and then I was, like, practicing piano. This is the scary part. And I'm doing the Star Spangled Banner. And I'm like playing the Star Spangled Banner. I don't know if this is some type of spiritual mojo jojo or whatever.
Okay.
But I start feeling like the presence of like some type of like other being around me. And I'm like ignoring it because I'm trying to finish my piano class. Piano homework.
Trying to
finish it. And then I'm re-watching the videos. And then I hear this. Okay, this is me playing the piano. And it goes straight up to slow motion out of nowhere, like as if there's a soul there. It's crazy.
What, your piano did that?
Yeah. No, the video. Look.
Well, you weren't showing the video.
Yeah, they can't see the video.
I know,
either.
But neither could I. You were holding
but
the audio up to the microphone.
You watch the whole thing. And then at the end, when I'm done with the piece, it goes back to normal and it does this. Wait for it. it's weird. Wait for it. I'm like, what?
Oh.
It was so
like your audio got distorted.
Yeah, it was. Okay. No, it wasn't audio. It's the whole video. It went like fast motion and then slow motion. And I didn't set it to that at all. That's what makes it really interesting. So anyways, do you believe in ghosts, Wesley?
I mean, I guess I have to now, question mark.
I don't know. That was creepy, so I thought I'd share with you guys. Now you guys can have a good time sleeping.
I'm confused, man. I'm just confused.
What are you confused about? What about this is confusing?
Just look like, at it. No, the fact that like you come in and you're like, all right, what do you want to talk about today? What's going on?
We're talking about events today.
Yeah, well, I didn't know what you're talking about, supernatural events. I thought we were talking about like you helping in the Super Bowl and then me going to shows.
It categorizes into events.
I mean, it's entertaining, but I was like not expecting ghosts in this conversation. I don't care.
Oh, he's here right now. No, I'm just joking.
Ghosts of my patients as it's dead and leaves the room.
Nah, yeah, I just thought it would be funny to freak you out. Anyways, so,
that wouldn't freak me out.
Did you go to, you have a cool beanie on.
I do have a cool beanie on. It's a pink beanie with a graffiti tag logo across the front and sides of it for the band Big Boy. Now, they are a hardcore band out of San Jose. They are a side project / sister band of another band from San Jose called Tsunami, which are another awesome hardcore band. I would implore anyone who enjoys some hardcore punk to check out if you don't already know. I did see Tsunami 2 weeks ago now, and then I saw Big Boy this past weekend.
Yeah. You go to a lot of, are they the similar music taste or no?
Well, no, literally they're both like the same genre. And
okay,
then
that's what I meant, yeah.
The singer for Tsunami is the bass player in Big Boy. So yeah, they share a lot of members. Hardcore scene tends to do that. So a lot of people will like be in different bands and under different names, playing different instruments, but they're all like, they all play together and it's just different configurations.
I love those like mosh pits that are friendly mosh pits.
And yeah, I was at one of those last night actually.
Yeah, yeah. I love the friendly ones where they're like, hey, yeah. I know if you don't want to get pushed or if you do.
It's so, like, depending on where you're standing. Oh, no. That's just pit etiquette, period.
Oh, okay.
So like the thing is like pit etiquette is like, don't push people into the pit. Don't pull people into the pit.
Okay.
Like, yeah, I don't know. It's I've seen that happen.
What if they push you out of the pit?
You can't.
Is that
pit? I mean, that's just getting pushed around it, period. If you get pushed out of it, then like, get up and get back in if you want to.
Well, the reason why I was asking about the pit etiquette earlier that you were talking about and saying like, what exactly is pit etiquette?
Yeah. Because, and then if anyone falls down, pick them back up. Like, obviously.
Well,
like, the whole thing is like, yeah, it's aggressive music. And yeah, you're like running into people and like throwing like kicks and elbows and flailing limbs and everything. And there can be crowd surfing and pogoing and all kinds of stuff. But like, if someone falls, help them up. Or, you know, if someone gets thrown, like pushed or thrown into the edge of the crowd where the edge of the pit is, like, you know, push them back where they're trying to go, like reverse the momentum, catch their momentum and push it back.
Yeah, because when I was working the Super Bowl, the reason why I was asking,
there was a mosh pit at the Super Bowl.
A mosh pit almost. By the way, for those of you guys who don't know, I worked the field cast at the Super Bowl. The way I got it is by just like word of mouth or people that I knew.
Yeah.
So I'm over there and we're doing rehearsals where we have to like watch the show. And all of a sudden they say, we're going to turn the cameras on. And then everyone loses their mind.
Yeah.
And goes like complete savage mode. So it went from like a chill environment to a crazy environment the second the cameras came on.
Yeah.
And like they were pushing each other. My friend got kicked in the head twice. I was just like, what is going on?
at the Super Bowl like practice session.
Yeah, like for the halftime show, because we were part of the halftime show.
Halftime show. Okay.
Yeah. You can't see us in that halftime show. We were mostly props. But yeah, I was at the Super Bowl. I was working an event and all the people were really chill.
Until the cameras
did. Yeah. I saw Usher. I was really close. Actually, if you guys want to see the full on experience, I recorded it on my TikTok. Bosma_singer. And you spell Bosma B. Write this down, guys. B-A-S-M-A_.
No, because like I thought you were only going to spell literally your name, not bother the other part that everyone probably can parse for themselves, but okay.
It's worth the watch. I would definitely watch it. Then you guys could see my full experience. And then also the last thing I was going to say is I had fashion designers over there.
Oh, good.
I was going to be on stage until everyone lost their mind. Yeah, they changed that whole like stage scene where they let like 8 people of the whole entire
everybody crew. Here, you're going goblin mode too hard. We need you to stop. We're putting limits on this now.
Yeah, it was sad, but it's okay because before they got rid of it, they already gave me an outfit. But at the end of the whole thing, they let me keep it, and I love it. It's like burgundy pants from Forever 21.
Okay.
And then this cool looking jacket, which I could not find when I was going shopping, I was upset about it. But I have it now, so I'm not upset anymore.
Okay.
No longer upset. Yeah. It was good. It was fun.
So I'll take that opportunity to, first off, that actually sounds like a really fun experience.
It was super
minus
fun.
Like there being like people going like crazy when there's no need to.
I actually walked a marathon 3 days ago, like half a marathon, not the whole marathon.
So wait, well, how do you run half of them?
Okay, I'll tell
you. What's a whole marathon, and then how do you run or walk half of it?
So my friend a month ago got me to sign up for it. It's called the Run Rock and Roll marathon.
Okay.
And basically we had to sign up for it in advance. I paid money for it. I was upset about it. I tried to cancel it the next day.
I've never heard of having to sign up and pay for a marathon.
Me too. Never heard of that before.
That's crazy.
And then it was $160.
Yikes.
Too.
I wanted to walk in public. Dude, I can just go home.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, it turned out to be worth the money. And I also filmed that on my TikTok too, if you guys want to go check that out. Anyways, but
she really wants that TikTok engagement, you guys.
Well, I already have a lot of
I'm also on TikTok, but I don't actually post anything. I just save things and show them to my friends.
Well, basically,
I'm a normal person.
The cool thing about this marathon is that they shut down all of Las Vegas Boulevard for us.
You know what's really dope? They make the entire area inaccessible unless you're part of the marathon. We gatekeep walking.
He gets it.
That's what we do. And you pay to walk.
That's what makes
capitalism,
it funny.
Baby. Give me that money for every step.
I'm not going to lie. When I was driving to the event, I was so annoyed. I was like, why do they have
to
close?
My sarcasm came through in everything I just said. Because visually, it makes sense. Maybe just my voice is just like, man, that guy really hates commodification of normal everyday things, which is true. Actually, I do.
It was so funny. I was so mad, like going to the event. I couldn't access the event. I was just like, oh my God, how am I going to get there? Luckily, I know Vegas to get my way around and go to MGM you go through UNLV and then you go out a certain like exit and then you go down and go to MGM. Just in case you were wondering.
Directions with Bosma. Thank you.
The best directions.
Directions
ever.
With Bosma.
Stay. Man, that whole marathon was so long, dude.
Which is the point?
It was so
long.
And
you walked it?
You know how far we walked?
I want to know. It's a marathon. How long is the...
From MGM all the way to... You know that like fire... breathing monster on
statue. Yeah
that's where we walked.
Wow, that's quite
and
a bit
all the way back around.
Oh, big back. Circle. Okay,
it was crazy.
Wow.
I was and you know what upset me though?
You walked it, and how long did did that take?
It took 4 hours.
Sounds about right.
I wasn't
there and back was 4 hours.
I'm glad I walked it though, because I'm not an athlete in any shape or form. I'm not a runner.
Bro, I can't even jog for 10 minutes, let alone imagine even a brisk pace.
It was crazy. I'm not gonna lie. It was actually funny though, because like you're walking down Las Vegas Boulevard and you're expecting to make the left turn at any moment to like make that U-ey. And then they start making you go right towards the Firefly, and then you're like, what? The turn lane is over there.
The turn lane is over there. Going?
Sorry, if you were there, you would understand. But it was worth it because at one point in the race, they had a Resorts World like. You can be on the billboard if there's like a camera that films you, and then you go and you jump in front of the camera, and all of a sudden you're on the Resorts World. It was awesome.
Like a big screen.
I always told everybody I'd always be on the big screen one day.
Bucket list technically achieved. All right. Zom 100 bucket list technically counts. All right, let's go.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I
get
you.
Check that right on.
So you went to a marathon and helped out with the Super Bowl. In the past couple of weeks, I have been to many a concert in Henderson and
Vegas. Yeah,
let's
hear about that. Let's hear about those.
So, go with the furthest to most recent. So, it was Tsunami coming from San Jose. They come through all the time. It's great. Bulldoze came all the way out from, I believe, from New York.
Isn't it amazing how, like, performers do that?
Yeah. That was the only time I've been legitimately scared to be in proximity to a pit in my entire life thus far, and I've been to many, many punk shows, that I was terrified of being close to where everyone was going crazy, because it really looked like a raging pile of bodies, and everyone was, like, raging as hard as they possibly could. Like,
Are these, like, grown men? Like,
oh, yeah, these are, like, grown people. Yeah, yeah. They're, like, the shows at American Legion Post 8 are always all ages, or, like, mostly all ages. So, and this one was, too. Like, anyone could be there between the ages of, like, 13 to 55.
13? That's
it's
young.
All ages, yeah.
That's young, though, to be... You said you were terrified.
Yeah.
So imagine them. They're, like, tiny.
I know. They're
you.
Getting a, they're getting a crash course, man. That's what's going on. That's what you do.
And that's
I've
the
seen,
best way.
I've seen... completely different show. This was over a decade ago. I saw, like, a 5 or 6 year old kid with a super tall, bright red mohawk, absolutely beast mode everybody in the pit during a punk show at a skate park.
In Vegas, you're like, you have to be a certain age to be walking around certain
the casinos. Yeah. Well, this is a veterans hall, so there's not really
there's
no casino elements. It's just like, here's where the show is, and the other side of the building is here's where the bar is, and that's, like, literally it. It's really small.
Okay.
The low ceiling and everything.
What was your first show? How old
ever?
Are you? Yeah, on your first.
I was 11 or 12, and me and my best friend, same best friend I go to shows to now. He and I went to see Real Big Fish.
But you specifically, do you feel like you've changed as a person since? Yeah.
I would
Since
hope so, yeah.
Because, like, imagine, cause, like, you've changed.
I have a similar interest, but, like, I'm still, like, the same person. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for me...
Like, I'm 29, I still love the same stuff I loved when I was a kid. I love music, like, punk rock and wrestling and...
What percentage?
Anime.
Like, okay, I'm the books. Same way. The same way. I still like exactly the same stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like a completely different person.
Well, yeah, we should. We should grow. I can say, so between seeing 2 weeks ago, roughly, seeing Tsunami and Bulldoze, super awesome. There were earlier bands besides those two. I'm so sorry. I've seen so many bands. Shout outs to if anyone from any of those bands ever hears this. Shout outs to everyone who's on that bill, even if I don't remember, because I've seen so much in a day. But I show up for the whole thing, and I stay throughout the whole thing. Zulu and Spy, and that was at American... or the Eagle Airy Hall in Henderson.
I've never heard of these places. Every time you
they're
mention...
like basically like military buildings, like vet halls. Like,
I feel like I should know these places more.
Yeah, a lot of times you just anything like there's just a lot like multi-purpose and like general use like military or military adjacent buildings that are just for like events that people can just like reserve space.
Okay,
I think that's the way it works anyway. I don't book shows or promote shows, but like. I think that's really what it is. It's just like, hey, we have an event space and you can just like fill up our calendar and pay us whatever. And I don't know. Anyways, so Zulu and Spy, and I forget who else was on that show. Again, really sorry, but Spy was incredible. I'd never heard them before. And again, just like more really, really good hardcore. Zulu is a band that I have been really into this last year because last year, 2023, they released their first full-length album called The New Tomorrow, and it's awesome. It's got a...
How long is it?
Let me look up, because now I want to know myself so I can recommend it to people, because I know like a long album is not exactly... Yeah, 28 minutes and 46 seconds on Spotify.
That's a good
for 15 tracks. And it's mostly like power violence, hardcore punk, but there's interludes of like spoken word poetry and like... African rhythms, slow, like spacey, like chill vibe kind of tracks in there.
Them.
I really do. I mean, it's not gonna be for everybody because it's very, very the intent. Like part of the genre is of power violence is very, very fast and aggressive vocals, lyrics, subject matter, band.
Is it a niche audience that for
them? Yeah, I mean, punk rock itself can be kind of niche, but like power violence is, the more and more abrasive the music gets, the more niche things tend to get, like the more extreme the music gets. Fun thing about Zulu, actually, so if Zulu was one person, it started with this one guy, Anaya Muhammad. When originally it went by, I think his last name was Lei or Lee, L-E-I. But years ago, like 12 years ago at Punk Rock Bowling, the first one that I went to, me and my friend, I forget which day of the festival, but one of the first bands of the day. So it would have been like 1 something, 2 something in the afternoon.
Yeah.
And there was a band that was just two brothers and they played like, And they played like kind of garage punk sounding stuff, like pretty cool. They were called The Bots. And they were like middle school age kids.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. Cause I was a senior in high school. So I was like, dude, there's people playing the festival younger than me.
I wonder if it's like a family tradition thing people do sometimes, like it goes down their tradition.
Yeah. I mean, like,
or the heritage, whatever you call it.
If you come from a musical family, if you just enjoy music, like if you grow up in like a musical family where no one plays music that much, but like they listen to a lot of stuff. I mean, same kind of thing. It probably inspires people to like pick up instruments and learning all this music. So, anyways, so that band called The Bots was the two brothers, and then fast forward all this time later, and Anaya from Zulu was the older brother in The Bots, and I had seen them that long ago. And so 12 years later, I'm seeing them again.
That's so cool.
And I didn't see, it's only one brother from The Bots. Yeah, it's only one brother from The Bots, but it's just like, man, I saw you when you were like a kid.
Right.
Playing at Punk Rock Bowling, and like, that's crazy to think it's been like intersections of like, oh man, like how long it's been, and you're still making music, and totally different style, but I really like it. Like all really cool stuff. I didn't get like talk to him or anything, but in the back of my mind, I was like, that's really neat that over a decade later, it's like, man, I'm seeing this kid still play music.
I love that feeling.
Yeah, it was really cool. So shout out to Zulu and Anaya. Also fun thing, like I collect records, so I picked up their... They had two records. One is the new single, or the new full length, A New Tomorrow. And then they had another thing on vinyl, and it was a compilation LP of both of the EPs that Zulu started with, and they only previously existed on cassette, and now they're on vinyl. So I have both, like all of Zulu's.
You have the cassettes too?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
But now I have like all of Zulu's like recorded material of like the two EPs together, plus the full length album, like now on my shelf. And when I went to like, I was checking out the copy that I bought maybe the next day, I looked on the back and it says like, it's a picture of the band and it has everyone's names. And on Anaya's name, there was like, it blacked out his last name, and they had written Muhammad in pen. So I was like, oh, he just like recently like
changed
his name.
Okay. They messed up.
Or no, because it's like indie published. So they very intentionally like put a little black marker. No, like it said Anaya Lei or on the original pressings, but this however many amounts that they brought with them on this tour, he went through, or someone with the band went, merch guy maybe, I don't know, went through and took a marker and blacked out Lei on the...
So they're limited edition technically.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. So like blacked out his name and wrote Muhammad in pen, not just on the back sleeve, but also on the insert with the liner notes when I opened it up. And I was like, wow, that's kind of cool. Like, because I looked it up on Discogs to catalog it into my collection with everything else.
Right.
And I saw that and I was like, whoa, that's like that's not on any of these other pictures I'm seeing. Like no one else has mentioned this. So I kind of put it in the notes, and I was like, man.
I wonder if he talked about it somewhere too.
I don't know. Maybe in an interview somewhere.
It'd be cool for you to find that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Let us know if you guys find something like that, so that.
Yeah. Right. Like. Yeah. Give me some music trivia. That'd be fun. Or if you happen to be a member of Zulu and you want to let me know directly and be friends, then cool. So seeing them, that was awesome. This past weekend was the 6 years of Black Path booking. They're a punk. Like a punk and hardcore booking and promoting collective. And they put on a lot of shows at Post 8. So shout out Black Path. Thank you for 6 years of putting on the coolest stuff this scene has seen in a long time. And here's to six more years and till infinity, really. These anniversary shows, I went to the fifth year one last year. And it's like a mini fest, like a one-day mini fest. So music starts at like 3 and then goes until like 10 or 11 at night, and it's like 12 bands.
That's so cool. They did that at the marathon. They had like so many different bands, like as you're running.
Oh.
Like you had the people singing here, people singing there, people doing this, people like different type of events. It was really cool.
That's cool.
I also looking forward to going to a comic convention coming up soon.
You're going to Comic-Con?
Yeah. Are you going
to
go?
Is it Comic-Con or a
yeah,
different
it's a Las
name?
Vegas comic. Something I forgot. Okay, but I'll let you know about
usually
it.
Usually it's just Comic-Con, but like I know there's always different conventions that happen, so
it's coming soon.
That's cool.
Know
I'm not going, but I have friends that go to. I have friends that do cosplay.
I want to do cosplay. Yeah. It'll be so fun. I did the Wizard of Oz like last time I went.
Yeah, my friends invited me to go to BlurredCon, and I didn't. I'm like, cool. I don't have money for that, but thank you.
Oh yeah, that's true. My friends invited me to do it. It is expensive. It could get really expensive.
Yeah. It was literally last,
what's the last show?
Literally last night. I'm wearing their shirt right now, Military Gun.
Oh, I was going to ask about that.
Yeah, yeah. So last night, also at Eagle Area Hall, it was a really stacked. It was four bands. So opener, Roman Candle. They're a local, kind of like, I don't even know, like.
Which way?
Like math core, like brutal. Like brutal, like screamo punk kind of stuff. Roman Candle, they're local, so shout out.
Okay, Roman Candle.
Yeah, so shout out Piper because she actually was. She's great. She's a great vocalist, but she also recorded here in the studio one time. Was on a student show.
Oh, that's so cool.
So I got to meet, and also she like makes. She like does a lot of graphic design for like bands and merch and other stuff. Really cool designs. So shout out Piper. Another band was
you went to another event recently?
No, because it was four bands on the same bill, and I'm trying to remember them in order.
Oh, okay.
And I'm struggling to remember the other band because it was the one I didn't know. Spiritual Cramp. Thank you. Spiritual Cramp. So Spiritual Cramp was dope.
He pulled that up quick.
Yeah, I got that on my Spotify. Yeah. So they're really cool. They're from San Francisco. Very like kind of keep some surfy guitars in with like a kind of like an indie garage rock sound.
Okay.
Really cool, really fun, upbeat, just energetic all the way through. Really dope. Like I had these two people come up to me randomly at the show last night
because
They're like, oh yeah, your beanie's cool. What is that? What's it say on it?
Yeah,
like,
that's me. That's what I did this morning.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, oh, that's a nice beanie. What is that? Yeah. So I told them like, oh yeah, Big Boy, you know Tsunami, and they're like, yeah, like, yeah. So it's like a side project from Tsunami.
Became
like,
your new best friends. You sound just as social as me.
I learned their names and then that was it. Like we
you
talked
tell
the
me
one time.
How social I am, and then like every time you talk, you're like, oh, and then I made some new friends. I met some new people. And
I don't go out of my way to meet people. It just kind of happens
me
because
too.
I'm in public.
What do you expect me to just like walk up?
No, because you will.
If I
you
have
will
to,
approach
I will.
People. I don't really approach people.
I can approach people. I don't normally approach.
Do you
people.
Not? Because the way you tell stories, it really sounds like you're the
like they'll ask me questions.
You're the catalyst in a lot of your interactions.
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't know. The way I think about it, though, is like I'm not talking to anyone unless I'm asking a question. Hey, do you know where this place is? Oh, yeah, it's over there. By the way, I love your shirt. Oh, thanks. Where'd you get your jacket? And then I'm like, you want my jacket? Oh, my God, you're so cool.
You're going to give someone a jacket.
I'll tell you the story about that next time.
You gave someone a jacket?
I'll tell you later.
See, this is how you tell stories where it's just like, oh, this detail that you wouldn't expect. I'm just dropping it in there. Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Thanks for watching ROFL, Reaching Out for Love with Bosma Maria.
If you want to check us out, please go to Bosma T at Instagram and Maria Daniela Modica at Instagram.
See you guys later.